Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons & Dragons, inspired by boredom, equipped with loose morals, and a questionable understanding of the rules. Our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest as we make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Hey everybody, it is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, and I just wanted to say thank you to the guys over at the Comic Book Club podcast for doing this week's intro. I was on their show recently to talk about my book, especially the Kickstarter, and they were kind enough to have me on. It's always a fun time being over there on their show. I highly recommend you go and check out their show. They do it live on Twitch and YouTube and all that jazz. Comic Book Club podcast. They also are on all of your podcatchers. They even have a Patreon, patreon.com/comicbookclub. Go and check them out wherever you can. Support them. They are fantastic people, super, super kind. I cannot say enough nice things about them. And as I said, I had a great time on their show. So go check them out, give them a 5-star review, and tell them Botched sent you.
Hola! Previamente on Botched!
I woke up in the desert with some assholes, and I found a giant fucking robot cave, and there were no traps. Thank God, because I probably would have fallen into the laser pit.
Big robot.
Adios,
so hungover.
Crabbo.
Welcome back, junior researchers, to the 31st episode of our 8th season of Botched. We're going to start a little while after last time, as Shayna has come back to the facility after her long trip. The O5 Council, upon investigating, so the site that Abel was sent to, which is, you know, obviously putting everybody on alert, because Abel's the one that went in and murdered everybody, and he is assigned to a site. They said that he was transferred out of that site, but nobody can find any records as to which site he was transferred to. Those records have all been deleted. But he was, but everybody remembers that he was transferred and that a transfer order came through, but nobody can remember who or where it went.
Not even the O5 Council.
No.
If they do, they're not saying.
Yeah. So they're now launching another investigation trying to figure out, A, where Abel went, and how could an SCP of that magnitude get transferred without anybody, any of them knowing or, you know, approval or any of that.
World global amnestics.
True. So in the meantime, you've been asked to investigate an anomalous item that was just brought in. And when the way this item was discovered is that somebody was in the park and all of a sudden somebody appeared with a gas mask, specifically a Soviet GP5 gas mask. And they had taken it off, dropped it, and ran away screaming. And it was just laying there. And it was reported, and of course, the SCP Foundation found out about it and went and collected the mask for study and research. So now this mask has been brought to you at the Site 69. And just for your description or descriptive purposes, it is a standard-looking Soviet GP5 gas mask where, you know, it's that light brown tan color with the green sort of tank canister on the bottom and the two glass eye holes.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Standard. Doesn't look like...
It's a good fuck mask.
Sure.
In college, we used to take those canisters off and put a bong there.
Duh. Are you my mommy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense now for sex masks. This is a Doctor Who reference.
Okay.
Oh, it's that one. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the exact same mask, but...
Same kind. Same era.
Same look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you my mommy? So you guys brought
Smith
this mask
episode.
And it's currently sitting in... No, it's not.
No.
It's David Tennant.
No, it would have been the first one. Eccleston.
Is it?
Yeah.
Though David Tennant makes a Are You My Mommy reference when wearing a gas mask later, and they're like, are you being funny?
That was probably the best Eccleston episode, in my opinion.
Was it really Eccleston?
Yeah, it was like episode 9 of the Eccleston series.
Yeah, because he yells, everybody lives.
Huh.
So this gas mask is currently sitting in a containment unit, standard one so far, since it didn't seem to have any, and it's in a steel case that's sealed and closed and whatnot, but it's sitting in there, no windows or mirrors or anything like that, so there's an observation room looking at it, and Yeah. How are you proceeding?
Yes, this is Jacques Son. I am the French foreign exchange researcher, and I am here to turn off my silence my cell phone and take charge of this object. Please, this D-class, what is your name?
Hi, guys. My name's Andy Philosakis.
Andy?
Yeah, it's Andy Philosakis.
Philosakis?
Whatever, man.
Andy, can you be a deer and hold on a second?
I'm human.
Okay. I do not get it.
You said deer.
Ah, yes. Very funny. I turn off the comm.
Sure.
I'm going to need a standard watcher of the video and a relay of the messages from me to
so you're doing
Mr.
your
Sekis
watching,
here.
Watching a watching thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, since it was observed in the wild and didn't seem to have any effect to those who saw the person.
Jacques is not taking any chances.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, you do your standard, a person, a person, a person.
And for this telephone game, middle D-class, I do not need your name. Please do not tell me.
Sure.
Very good. Now tell Andy that he should describe the mask, pick it up, and perhaps peek ahead in.
All right. I mean, boy. It's, what do you mean, describe it? Like, you can literally see it, can't you?
Like, tell him that while he is moving it towards his face to put on, that if there's anything that happens suddenly, he should let us know.
Okay, fine. Nah. So Andy's going to pick up the mask.
Okay, you open the container, the gas mask is in there. Looks like it's in perfectly good condition, especially for, you know, that era of gas mask.
How does it smell?
So Andy's going to, like, turn it around because there's, like, the head hole, right?
Yeah, it's got the seal and everything on it. Yeah.
I'm a human, by the way.
I said it has
I know.
The seal.
I'm just saying I'm a human.
Okay. Are you just going to say I'm a human every time there's a word that is also an animal word?
No, I'm just reminding myself because sometimes when you're in prison as a D-class, you get dehumanized a lot, so I'm just reminding everybody that I run into that.
Yeah, well, you're American, so that is what happens.
No, I'm not. That's rude. I'm also French.
You are not French? I can tell.
I'm French.
Yeah, you're like 50% French? On your grandmother's side?
Nope. 100%.
Yeah?
Yep.
You came over on the boat?
No, I still live there.
Yeah? What region?
The
welcome
south,
to my world, asshole.
Southeastern region.
Okay.
Wine country.
Yeah, wine country.
Yeah,
right next to Italy.
Yeah, but
that
like
terrible.
A little bit lower than that. There's like a little island down there that's really hard to hear about.
Is it Quebecosa?
No, that's in France. I put so
puts on the damn mask.
I'm gonna like get a couple of my fingers inside the head hole.
Okay.
Like just kinda open it up.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna put it on.
Yeah.
And hold my eyes and start shaking around.
Well, the moment you put it on.
Yeah.
For Meep, he goes meep, and explains to you that the D class, what was his name again?
Andy Philosakis.
Andy
Philosakis.
Andy,
don't knock us. It's Andy Philosakis.
Andy disappears.
He's gone.
Just disappears.
Boop. And the mask?
It also gone. He just, the moment he puts it on, he just blinks out of existence.
All right. Can we check the infrared and the heat signature? And
he's not in there.
Can we send a laser cutter through the room to possibly cut him in half?
Okay. Nothing happens.
Huh.
So he's not showing up as being in that room.
And the mask is also gone.
And the mask is also gone. Meanwhile, also take your headphones off, I guess, or...
He's in the studio.
He's in the room.
What the fuck? How's he not going to...
Earmuffs.
Is he just going to earmuff for 20 minutes? No,
it's like Amy on the Futurama episode. When they're sharing heads.
Yeah,
I need some privacy.
He can hear because he answers. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Dr. Andy Serkis, got it.
Sure. You can put your headphones on. It doesn't matter. So when you put on the gas mask... Everything becomes very dark. You do not feel as though you've moved anywhere, but you find yourself in a very, very different environment that you were in just a moment ago. Everything is dark and like it's black stone, but everything is also kind of gooey looking, and you're not sure where you are.
I know where
I'm at. It's very creepy. Roll me a sanity check since you just apparently popped up in a completely different place.
It's a critical fail.
Okay. You freak out and immediately take off the gas mask, which causes you to bloop, blink right back to where you were standing in the...
Is he exact same spot?
Yes, in the exact same spot, and he's holding the gas mask.
Mistel Translator, meep. Please tell him to explain why where he went and what he has seen.
Meep, meep.
It was awful. A gooey cave of gray, the stench of your mother, not a hacky sack in sight.
So, did you move at all, or did you stay still?
Oh, I moved.
Besides your bowels?
No. No, not besides that.
All right. Can we give this man some sort of courage-enhancing serum so he can...
And some wet wipes.
Meep.
And hose him down?
They just walk in and just inject him with an amnestic so he forgets the last 5 minutes.
So someone grabbed my pants.
Who shit is this?
Yep. Then they leave.
All right. Jesus. Tell him to put it on and while he is walking at the same time, so maybe he will take a few steps to see if he teleports when he comes back out.
Meep.
What?
Meep, meep.
Where?
Meep, 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 meep.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay, you're right. Hold on.
Is there a desk in this room with him, a table?
Yes.
So that's tell him to walk towards the table and maybe he will phase through Mattel when he comes back.
Okay. Meep.
Okay. All right, well, hold on.
Don't tell him about phasing through the Mattel.
Meep, meep, meep.
I'm going to take my pants off.
Meep.
And, like, wipe my butt since apparently I shit myself.
Spray him down. Bring in the spray else.
All right. You ready? Meeper?
Yeah, we are waiting.
Okay. I'm going to put my pants back on, and I put the gas mask back on.
As he's walking forward
towards
the table.
And I'm going to start walking.
Okay, so as soon as he puts the mask on, he blinks out of existence again. You immediately teleport to this whole new place you've never been to before. It's very dark. There's black stone everywhere. Everything's covered in goo. Roll me a sanity check.
All right. We'll say a 15.
Okay. So it's a little unnerving, but,
Jesus.
You know, it's something. The ground itself, while stony, you can move normally, you
Is
know.
Is it gooey?
You are, it's kind of gooey and it has like a squishy feel to it when you're walking. But you seem to be in some sort of tunnel.
I take my blaster and shoot the ground.
God damn
it.
You don't have a blaster.
Okay.
And they're Minox. Does it feel like rock?
So if you look down, you're wearing your D-class outfit.
I am not.
Without your pants.
It's not a jumpsuit?
It's a jumpsuit without pants.
So not a jumpsuit?
I mean, you were in a prisoner outfit.
You were in a prisoner outfit.
Okay. You took off the pants, which
I
is
thought
also
it was like
shirt,
a one-piece jumpsuit.
So you're just naked. Okay. Yeah. So you're naked. Standing down in your wing-a-ding. Your wing-dings.
It's normal.
Sure.
Is it cold?
It's pretty chilly in
it's
here.
It's inside me.
Okay.
I'm going to start walking around this Cave of Wonders.
Okay, you start walking. I will say that this tunnel goes on for quite a while, and you emerge...
I'm
going
to do a cartwheel.
Okay, roll to acrobatics.
Critical 20.
Wow, that's a nice cartwheel.
You do a perfect cartwheel, and your hands touch that gooey stuff, and it's disgusting. On the ground, now your hands are sticky and gooey.
Like how sticky?
Like you just put your hands into a vat of maple syrup.
Can
That's
I like
sticky.
Goopy?
Can I hang from the ceiling now?
It's not like
maple
acne
syrup.
Glue.
I figured I could like monkey swing on the cave now. I got sticky hands.
No.
Okay.
Spider monkey.
Also, the ceiling of this tunnel cave thing is like 10, 12 feet.
I can jump that high. I'm French.
No, you probably can't.
All right.
But yeah,
I could if I wanted to.
Okay, sure, we'll do it.
My knee's a little.
Prove it.
My knee's a little achy. I got an achy knee.
So you continue onwards?
I do.
Okay. Eventually it opens up. And you notice that this land... So it opens up into this completely foreign land to you. There are these long, tall, spindly spiky spires and the plant life, if there is any. There's no leaves or anything like that. It's just these jagged structures just sort of sticking up out of the ground, almost crystalline in nature. And you see that there are dozens of these creatures wandering around. They're humanoid, bipedal, but they're covered in mouths with razor-sharp teeth and
gross.
Eyes.
So they don't look friendly?
I mean, if you were to look at that, you would say, no, that is not friendly because of the nature of what they look like. Roll me another sanity check.
An 11.
You start to freak out a little bit, and you instinctually take the mask off. And you pop right back into the same place you were in before.
So it is not a way to travel through matter?
No.
Please explain what you have seen.
I explain everything that I've seen.
Meep.
All right, so it is some sort of passage to a cave of forgotten dreams, perhaps?
Or an underground tunnel to a mountain of madness.
Did it remind you of the Werner Herzog film with the same title?
Oh.
From South France?
Oh, you mean where I'm from, southeastern France.
Yes, where the oldest human painting images have ever been discovered.
I've been there.
Older than 32,000 years?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty great to see.
How is your Werner Herzog impression?
Honey boo boo.
Kill this man?
Someone walks in and just shoots him in the head.
Well, do not get the humor here in the States. They're just trigger happy.
I mean, you told them to kill him.
Yes, but I said it ironically.
You're French. They can't tell that. It all sounds the same.
Okay. So Andy Milonakis is dead.
It's Andy Milonakis.
I got peas on my head, but don't call me a pea head. Bees on my head. You remember that guy?
Nope.
No, you don't remember Andy Milonakis?
Nope.
What? You don't remember Andy Milonakis either?
He's just making up names now.
He was a comedian on MTV?
Nope.
Wow.
Music on television.
I don't watch MTV. Never did.
It was like in the 2000s.
Doesn't matter. I hated him.
If it wasn't on the Top 20 Countdown.
It wasn't on TRL.
With Carson Daly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
Oh, wow. Okay. I watched a lot of television as a youth, I guess.
I did, but I didn't watch MTV.
I did not.
I watched movies and TV shows.
We got cable when I was like 13.
Yeah.
So,
Andy Milonakis, awesome. Check him out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not. Really,
it's really great.
Went from PBS to The Simpsons.
Whoa. So that they, when they drag him out, they just put the gas mask back on the table and then they drag him out, climb up the floor so as not to.
All right. Well, it is a
D-class.
Perhaps this is a job for a mobile task force.
Sure.
Hold on. So he was naked when he went in.
Yes.
And he had the jumper on when he went in the first time.
Yes.
So perhaps some armed sort of team to take out these mouth creatures that he has described.
We only have one.
But we only have one mask, so we need some sort of...
And you also don't know what happens if you die in that other...
Oh, I feel like mask. If you die in the cave, you die in real life.
No, but I mean, like, will the mask come back?
Oh, that is a good question.
Maybe well, we do not want to kill it. Well, if it's taking off its head, I'm pretty sure... If the head is removed from the body, that's
Jessica?
Like taking the mask off.
Would you like to try?
Would I like to go to the cave of hell? No.
No, I mean,
go
would
to
you
the
like
cave
to
of hell and cut your own head off?
Would you like Let's to try directing a D-class to maybe get themselves killed? Because I've already killed a man.
Well, I've
got, your turn?
I've got some ideas if we're going to run through these D-class.
Okay.
We'll take it away?
All right. Get me a new D-class in
All
there.
All right. They bring in a new D-class for you.
What's their name?
That's a great question.
What My name's Shivis.
Shivis.
I didn't know we had royalty in front of us.
What?
All right. That's a little joke. Kill this man.
Shoot him.
Just, let's get a second D-class in there as well.
Okay. Hi, I'm Seagull.
Shivis meets Seagull. Seagull meets Shivis. Y'all are going to be
dead. What an asshole.
Wait, did they actually shoot
No, Sivis? They didn't shoot him.
Oh.
I need two of them in there.
Okay. Shivis and Seagull.
Shivis Seagull.
Shivis Seagull.
Mazel
oh, hey,
tov.
Guy. My parents named me after liquor, so I've had a good run. This is fair.
Okay. What are you in for, Shivis?
Armed robbery.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to need your arms right now.
Okay.
What about you, Cervix? What was your other name?
Seagull.
Seagull. What? I don't. You know what? Someone that upbeat. I don't really want to know.
Do you need Meep anymore, or do you think that
we always need Meep?
Kind of anomaly where you don't need to go through a person.
I don't think we need to go through him, but I mean, he's here.
He's there for observation purposes. Wait.
Well, you know what? Let's bring Meep in as well. Meep in there with the D class.
Okay. Well, I was kind of hoping that I could get Meep's job at some point, because it seems like...
Well, Meep's not a D class. He actually works here for the Foundation.
Has a mop bucket.
He's our king custodian.
All right. Meep. All right, Meep.
You know why? He listens.
I mean, I worked... I was a master of the custodial arts.
I didn't realize they had degrees for that.
I got a certification.
Well, that's good on you. I'm sure that your master's degree is coming in handy when you're in prison.
Meep does like a jacking off into the air motion.
Nothing better happen to Meep or I'm going to be severely depressed.
Okay.
All right, I want all three of you to hold hands.
Okay.
We do?
Meep.
And then
is this another fucking cult?
Shivis, put the mask on.
I'm holding hands with these people.
You're not holding two hands. You've got a free
hand. Like a guard put his mask on.
Yeah, put the mask on him.
Guard goes over, slips the mask on. Shivis disappears.
All right, so the other two are still in the room.
Oh, what the fuck?
Shivis.
What the fuck?
You appear exactly where Andy had left off the last time.
Exactly where he left off. So there's mouth creatures.
So yeah, you pop into this mystery world, and there are big spires everywhere, and there are dozens of these like toothy mouth eye creatures all over the place who don't seem to notice you are paying attention.
How big are they?
Some are like 5-6 feet tall. There's a couple that are a little smaller, I guess, but for the most part, they're all about 6-ish feet tall. Roll me a sanity check, since I don't know if they prepped you on what you were about to experience.
No, they didn't, but Shivis got an 18.
Okay, yeah, you're fine. This is nothing new for you.
The armed robbery was at a orphanage, so he's used to doing terrible things.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, does he have an earpiece in? Can he hear anything from the other side?
You didn't give him an earpiece.
Okay, that's true.
And what, there's a cave behind me?
There's a tunnel behind you, yes.
Okay.
So there's this big open area. It appears as though there is like a body of some sort of liquid not too far in the distance.
Okay, I mean, I've played Ark before, so this is fine. I'm going to try to keep to the trees.
Okay, you can like sneak around.
I'm going to see if I can like find a sharp rock or a good stick.
The sky is really like this churning yellow with... red clouds. It's kind of weird.
Okay, I mean, this is clearly like some sort of high-tech VR, so...
Sure. Roll me a stealth.
Got a 15.
You sneak on over to one of these pointy rocks,
really,
and there are some of these little crystalline offshoots of the tree you're laying on the ground, which you would guess are like twigs, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're there. You can pick one up.
Okay.
It's about 6 inches long.
Nice. This is a good shiv.
Sure.
These creatures, are any of them like by themselves?
There are some that are by themselves, and it looks as though there's a big sprawling, these big spire looking buildings are all over the place, and it seems like some people are coming and going to this like middle area,
quote unquote people.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Whatever you want to call them.
Okay, I mean, like, bipedal creatures. Shivis is a natural-born predator, so...
Okay.
if there are any that are by themselves and look, you know, maybe a little weaker than the other ones...
Sure.
He's going to sneak up on one of those ones and...
Okay.
Give it a good stabbing.
All right.
He's going to try to.
Yeah, there's...
good prison shank action.
You see one that's walking down some sort of path, and you see that in a... You can look ahead and notice that eventually it'll be out of eye line, and this one's about 5 feet tall, I would say, so it's a little shorter.
Yeah,
than the other
short as fuck.
It's short as fuck. So you could sneak up and try and
murder. I mean, Shivis didn't react earlier, but
He is royalty, so he's like really good at killing people.
Sure.
And he's been unable to in prison for quite a while. So he's going to sneak up with a 9.
Okay.
And just go straight into attack mode.
Okay. So you step on one of the little crystalline twigs, I guess you want to call it, and it makes this loud, piercing noise.
That's weird.
And it immediately draws the attention, and all the mouths open up simultaneously and let out this piercing, screaming noise. And all the eyes are wide as well. Roll me a sanity check before you attack.
You got a 7.
So the sound of this shrieking and screaming and all the mouths and the teeth and everything cause you to freak out, and in a moment of involuntarily, you just fucking rip the mask off.
There's monsters over there.
You weren't supposed to remove the mask.
Well, I got saw. I got seen.
You got saw.
I got sawed.
Okay, well, the whole thing was to see if you would die in there, if you would come.
That's an interesting bet you're taking.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Doesn't come back.
We were going to see.
Okay.
Don't give me that look.
I feel like that should be a last test.
All right, so the things that are in there, they're not, like, my normal...
Have you tried to have a conversation with them?
Yes.
And how did that go?
At the very sight of me, they started screeching.
Maybe they're peasants that don't respect royalty.
Well, maybe if they knew I was royalty and you gave me, like, I don't know, a scepter mace and a handgun.
No.
I would be more likely to go back there.
All right, let's put a camera on Meep.
Okay.
An earpiece on Meep.
Okay.
Give him 2 Desert Eagles.
You give him guns?
He's not a criminal.
Meep?
He's a stone cold killer.
Okay, I'm a stone cold killer.
You're a big old pussy, and that's why you're here.
I'm going to say, so Meep pops in and pops out a few times. Like, we're just going to transition time a little bit here. And that's to let you know that, A, the earpiece didn't work. B, the camera doesn't work. It cuts out as soon as he leaves. But you do find out that, like, a standard radio does work. So you can actually communicate back and forth with a standard radio. For
like and the guns? Like a walkie-talkie?
Like a walkie-talkie radio, like those little rectangular boxy radios. For whatever reason, those do still work. But, like, earpieces don't, cameras don't. So I don't know, I'm not sure why, but that one seems to work. So
because they're higher technology than the analog band of the walkie-talkie.
Yes.
What about my sharp stone knife?
It's not... You don't have it.
Didn't come back.
No,
it didn't
come back with you. Actually, you know what? It did come back with you.
Nice.
And it is a stick. Like, it just looks like a standard tree branch. But, like, 6 inches long. And very dull.
Okay. Yeah. Try to discreetly sharpen it on the inside edge of the table.
Sleight of hand.
Yeah. 18.
Yeah. You were sneakily rubbing this tree branch and turning it into a shiv.
Seagull's going to get it.
Okay. So,
what other information do we have on the mask from the organization that we work at?
Nothing. It was just found.
We're writing the file. We are writing the file, Jessica?
Its physical makeup, it has all the same sort of variables that a normal Soviet GP5 would have.
Jessica, would you like to buy this physical makeup?
I don't wear makeup.
Well, perhaps some augmentation will be,
Is that your... I mean, are you good at contouring?
Oui.
Leave it to a Frenchman to make a woman feel great.
Not only contouring, but augmentation, too?
I don't know what that means, because I don't speak French.
Oh.
But I'm willing to let you go and, give it a good shot.
Okay. Meep pops back up, Meep goes over to the other world, and he's meeping over the radio to you guys. Meep, meep. He's asking for, you know, what do you want him to do?
Tell him to sneak up onto those castle spires or the buildings he saw.
Okay.
And we gave him a stealth silence rifle.
What equipment did you give him? A rifle or a pit or
deagles? Well, two Desert Eagles originally, but when we I want him on a stealth mission, maybe he can have some more tactical gear.
Okay.
So what would you like? MTF, the M means meep.
That's right. He will have a having played Fallout 4, clearly the best build is a stealth sniper.
He also has really soft socks.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very sneaking. Specific.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the ghillie suit for the color splash there.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you send Meep over there with whatever equipment that you just gave to him, we're going to take a break.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Philip D., the imaginary nomad himself, coming to you once again to talk about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Must be the middle of the show. That's right. It's the Patreon ad that everyone fast forwards. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast. Look at the different tiers. See where it works for you for support. And we look forward to seeing you in the Discord. Now, let's get back to the episode.
And we're back. All right, so Meep is now on a stealth sneak mission. And he's describing to you everything. He's moving from location to location as quietly as he can. He's observing what these creatures are doing.
All right, Meep, what you need to be out on the lookout for is some sort of portal device that can get more than just you over there.
Meep. And so he starts to look around, and he's noticing that as you get closer to these spires, there's more and more of these strange bipedal creatures.
Don't do anything stupid, Meep.
Meep.
Don't get yourself killed.
Meep.
Yeah, or maybe you could kill one of them and wear their skin like a suit, and the others will accept you as one of theirs.
Meep.
Just a thought.
Meep. So he going towards the spires, and he's going down back alleys and whatnot, and he's observing. And it doesn't seem like he's noticing anything like too weird about these creatures, aside from the way that they look. And then he notices that there's a much larger structure than he had seen previously. And there are many of these creatures going towards the structure. And the walls of this structure are, and he describes it has like sort of like domes and much more of these spindly spire things. But also the walls look to be flowing in this black blood that's pooling out the front of the building.
Jessica?
Yeah.
I know I do not speak English as my first language, but I believe that Meep is a poet. The way he just told us about the flowing goo over the new structure, it makes me weep. It is like the taste of a freshly baked baguette, but for my brain. Picture.
Okay.
Are you going to weep for Meep? Is that what you're saying?
I am already weeping for Meep.
I'm weeping for Meeping.
Okay. Meep is also reporting that there's like this low
Thunderdome.
No, it's a sound. It's almost like a low scraping or screeching noise coming from inside this building. And like he said, he sees dozens of these creatures going in. He's like, Meep, should I go in
there? Do you think you can make it in there safely? Yes?
Meep. Meep. Yeah, Meep.
Meep away.
So Meep describes how he's crossing across the street. Or whatever this thing. As far as he knows, it's a street. That's the closest sort of facsimile he can make to it.
In Germany, they call it die Straße, so it is okay, sure. Yes?
And so he gets over across and sort of finds a lull in the crowd and sort of slips into the door. And then immediately starts to go off to the sides, he says, where there are not any of these creatures, but he can sort of sneak around unnoticed. He says he comes to a large open room, and there are hundreds of these creatures in here.
Meep, do not be a hero.
But not only are there hundreds of these creatures, there are like a pile of them, and then in the middle, there's like a larger one. Like
some sort of
7 feet tall.
Super Mouth King.
And it's literally got its hands up in the air and is like screeching loudly to the rest of them. And they're all sort of got their hands raised up towards him, except for the pile that he's standing on. And
but their hands are also mouths, yes?
There's mouths and eyes all over everything.
That is gross.
And that low scraping, screeching noises coming from all the mouths of all the creatures in this room. And he says that the one in the middle takes like an elongated claw finger and slashes a hole in its belly.
Its own belly?
And this light starts to pour out of it. And these worm, snake, eel-like creatures that are covered in mouths and teeth and eyes.
That's how delicious.
Start to pour out and wriggle away. And
Meep, if you can get one and fry it in butter for me, I will reward you.
Meep says affirmative in Meep. And so he gets down, and you can hear over the radio gunfire.
Oh, no.
And
he has been discovered.
And Meep is saying that it appears as though that light is some sort of portal, and he's got to stop whatever that it is that they're doing before they come over to our world.
Yeah, here, Meep.
So you can hear lots of gunfire going off and everything like that. And within a few minutes, Meep comes back.
Oh.
And he just has a human heart in his hand. He's like,
did you get that?
Meep.
Is that human?
It's a human heart. He reached into the creature because he saw this thing. This was the source of the portal, and he pulled it out. And
is that
took the gas mask off.
Quick thinking, Meep.
Meep.
Tell me, do you still have empathy for your fellow man?
Meep.
So if,
Meep.
If Shivas were to stab Seagull with his sharpened stick, you would feel sad?
He cocks his gun? Meep.
Don't think I don't see what you all doing, Shivas.
And Meep turns towards Shivas. Meep.
Shivas lunges with his shiv.
At
Shiv from Shivas. At Meep.
At Meep? Okay. Yeah. Roll of attack.
Shiv has got an 18.
He's gonna
with
okay.
his shiv. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna get him with the stick. He stabs Meep. Roll me a D4.
It's like a D4. Yeah.
It's a stick. And he's wearing
sharp
body
stick.
Armor, but yeah, it's fine.
Shiv has got a 1.
Alright, so yeah, so he manages to snag him between the armored section,
mm-hmm.
and Meep lets out a loud eep, and then immediately puts the gun right up to Shivas' face and just turns his head into a canoe. Just bam!
Yes, that is how you defend yourself against edge weapons. Very good.
Pulls the stick out and drops it.
But he was within 10 feet of you, so you are going to get stabbed. Yeah. As I've been told.
Meep just holds out the human heart. Like, Meep?
Can we do a scan on that heart?
Sure.
Is it still beating?
No. It's very bloody and dripping all over the place.
Let's scan that heart real quick.
Blood as well.
Yep. Meep, do not take a bite, although it may be appealing.
Meep? It doesn't seem like he's, you know, bloodthirsty or anything
can
like
you,
that.
Can you try... Can if you hand that to Seagull, does anything happen?
I don't know. What happens when Seagull gets handed a heart? A human heart that's very warm...
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's gross. It's covered in blood.
Look, I'm sorry I robbed that convenience store.
Meep?
Can I don't want...
Put it in the tray.
He barfs.
There's a tray, okay.
There's a medical tray laying there.
Okay. Just puts that there. They take the tray off. So you're going to run tests on it?
Yeah.
I assume?
We are going to put Meep and Seagull into a
quarantine
and observe them for quite some time.
Okay. And I assume you also remove the gas mask? Or?
Yeah, we will contain it for now, but okay. Perhaps we'll have to send someone back because Meep said that they were trying to summon some sort of darkness to come to our world.
Yes, through some sort of light. He said that there was a... So when he comes back, because he wasn't explaining everything while I was in the middle of the gunfire, he said that when he went down to get one of the eels, or the snakes, or worms, whatever it was, he said that he saw a larger one coming out of this hole, and he immediately felt like this was some sort of portal that was, or ripping a hole, and the, you know, he felt like
is
he needed
space
to...
time?
Yeah, that he needed to act before something bad happened.
Meep your
and he
hero.
Saw that the source of this portal was some... force within the body, and that's what he went for and grabbed it and pulled it out, and then when he came back, it's a heart. So.
You have the instincts of a hero?
Meep. Meep.
Yeah. You Meep. Will get a medal?
Meep.
Now we'll bake you a baguette.
Ooh, meep. Okay. So you guys run a test.
Yeah.
Or all the tests, I guess.
Yes.
This is a human heart. Completely human. Totally normal human heart. Of what appears to be someone in their roughly 60s, you would guess.
Okay.
By what you can tell from looking at it, you're going to guess it's a male heart. But you can't really get a whole lot more information, you know, just off of, like, some basic scans or whatever. But it was a perfectly good working heart. Looks like it was cut out based on the wounds around the valves and whatnot.
Yeah. I'm going to take a DNA sample and send it off.
Okay.
It turns out it is 100% on that, sure, bitch.
So.
No?
What?
Is it your famous pop song?
100%.
I just took a DNA test. It turns out I am 100% that bitch.
Me. Yeah.
I don't listen to hip hop.
You put that
out.
Is that
a Taylor Swift reference?
Oui.
You send out to get the DNA tested.
But I'm a meep.
A day later.
I'm a weirdo.
You receive a message from the O5 Council.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It's this time.
It's like, yes, there was a hit on that DNA.
Finally,
it
some
just
recognition.
It so happened that there was, in Moscow, in a large church, somebody had walked in with a gas mask, started firing wildly at the crowd, killing many people.
Wow.
And then went over to the priest and cut his heart out with a knife before disappearing.
So that is the Orthodox Church for you? Again, a good reason for atheism to take hold?
This is followed by reports of the same day where somebody with a gas mask was lurking around a park and tried to stab somebody with a stick.
In Russia?
Before disappearing.
Was it? Yes, it was all in Russia.
So this is like our phone to the Kremlin?
I'm going to look at that footage from the church.
Okay.
Is it Meep?
Is it Meep?
So it has the same body type, but they're not. It's not wearing Meep's, like, MTF outfit. It's like a greenish-colored suit.
He is squishy?
But he's wearing the same gas mask.
Okay.
And he's got the same weapons that Meep has, and moving the same exact way Meep said he was moving, doing exactly the same things that Meep said he was doing.
This is strange,
except
no?
Not monsters, people. Just shooting people.
Well, I mean,
and then cutting the heart out of a priest.
In his defense.
Leave it to an American to have a mass shooting somewhere else. Yeah, we.
First
so
off,
the O5 Council is asking for some answers in terms of, like, why did you teleport?
We have caught the culprit. Fear not.
Yeah. Meep's just like, Meep.
I'm going to. You know what? I'll take Meep? This.
Oh, we? Yeah. Because I have already worked 8 hours. So
yeah,
you time for my break?
Yeah, and
for
I.
Well, the weekend.
I'm banned from Chili's for a while, so I can't go there.
What is Chili's?
Oh.
Chili's.
It's an amazing, amazing restaurant.
It's not.
$1 margaritas.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Did you have dollar margaritas?
Yes.
Okay.
I will have to try it.
I'll get with the O5 Council and kind of give them all the information that we have on this. Exactly how everything went down. They have the recordings of us doing the tests.
Sure.
So
and the descriptions of the mouth-screeching creatures.
Yeah. Well, they're getting that. They're like, yeah, we get that that's what he's describing. But he went into a church of people and shot
him. He's also a very big atheist.
So
I don't know if he's lying or not.
Okay.
But I gotta take Meep at his word.
Okay.
He's never meeped around like this before.
I mean, you could put him through a lie detector test.
I mean, we could do that, but we don't really have the resources.
Yes, you have one site.
But also, they say that lie detector tests aren't as truthful as one would think. They're not actually used in courts anymore because of how easy it is to get false negatives off of them.
And false positives.
And yeah.
If he fails, we just shoot him in the head. Well, or make him a D-class. Actually, we would make him a D-class. That makes more sense.
But they're unreliable tests.
Yeah, well.
Meep.
You could just torture him?
I mean, somebody's got to get in some kind of trouble for, you know.
Do we?
Shooting up a church.
Can't we just blame it on...
The Ethics Council is... The Ethics Committee is very unhappy right now.
Let's blame it on a D-class, then. I know
this... Is it a church-based Ethics Committee?
And they review
But they
too.
Don't... I mean, the world doesn't need to know that it was Meep. He did his job. He did what he was asked
sure.
to do.
I mean, we could... Obviously... One way or another, we're going to put out a cover story that it was
exactly.
Some psychopath.
So I don't understand why
but
we got to
internally.
Yeah, but
the Ethics Council, something needs to happen.
Excuse me, per my last email, O5 Council.
Oh God,
this man has been nothing but loyal to the company that he works for.
I get that. We kill people for less, but or made them D-class for less. All I'm saying is the Ethics Committee has said. That you have to, run him through a battery of tests to figure out if he was just homicidal killer, in which case we're going to make him a D-class. And these tests need to be recorded, by the way, so that you don't just fake them, because obviously you are partial to Meep. From your email, it's apparent that you're very partial to Meep. Just saying. And if he passes it, then, you know, we'll just move him back to janitorial services. And not give him a gun again.
Could it be possibly that it was Shayna Gully wearing a mask? Have you thought about that?
To the footage, no.
Okay. Oh, I tried.
Shayna Gully isn't even there, right?
No, she's not there.
Yeah.
She's on vacation.
She's on way back from assignment.
She's got a saline drip going on in one of the medical areas. You know, Site 69.
Sure.
All right, let's put Meep through these tests then.
Okay. What tests would you like to put me through?
What does the O5 Council suggest?
They want a lie detector test, and they also want to dose them up with true serum.
We'll put them through one of those, even though they are not reliable tests.
Sure. Meep.
Yeah, can't... What about the vending machine? They can just truth serum him with it, right?
The vending machine's not there. We've been over this.
Yeah, but the O5 Council has it.
No, we don't.
Shit.
And it was a...
It was a
coffee maker.
You're a coffee maker.
Coffee maker. Yes, it's coffee machine, coffee maker, whatever.
All right. Hey,
so
buddy.
So dose him up with, what is it, sodium pentothal? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I've never done that.
Is that what true serum is? What is true serum?
I think it's just fentanyl.
That sounds right.
Fentanyl and water.
Sodium fentanyl. Got it.
So it's salty fentanyl.
I mean, why do we have to fact check this? Nothing that we do has facts to it.
Oh, because we'll never hear the end of it from Steve when he gets
or
here.
Or Big Jim or somebody.
Or Big Jim, yeah.
Who?
Okay, so yeah, so sodium pentothal is a... Theopentanol is a...
Theo.
Theopentanol.
All right.
Theopanties. All right, so yeah, so he's dosed up and he's a little loopy looking, but...
Can I also take a little hit?
Meep. If you want.
I like you,
if
buddy.
You want Meep to know that you love him.
Yeah, Meep. Meep likes you too.
All right, Meep. I don't want to do this... But I'm being forced to by my manager.
Meep.
Thank you for your understanding.
Meep.
You understand why we're here.
Meep.
Okay. Did you see Boogums or did you really see a priest and you just cut off the priest's heart?
Meep.
All right, I checked the machine.
It says that he's telling the truth, that he saw Boogums and felt the need to murder Boogums. And it's not showing up as a lie.
Do y'all need anything else?
Where's the map now? The mask.
It's still sitting in that room that you left it in.
So the radio, it works. Maybe some sort of a sonar device works as well.
Meep.
What if we...
You keep asking questions. I'll be right back.
Okay.
What if you use it and instead of killing these creatures, you give them a nice big hug? So someone will show up in the gas mask and love people?
Okay.
I'm going to run down to their room.
Okay. You do?
And
gas mask is...
It's always Russia so far?
I grab it.
The two instances, yeah. Okay, you grab it.
Jessica, are you going on vacation?
You keep interviewing him.
Meep?
I got to run some more diagnostic tests.
Okay.
Meep, how is it you always talking pros?
Meep. Meep.
Oh, it's so good. And your parents?
Meep.
Rockefellers.
Meep.
That is why you love cleaning?
Meep.
I put the mask
on. So Jessica puts on the mask and is immediately teleported back to the church. or well, what you know to be the church,
the
based
scene
on
of the church,
how
yeah.
the mask works. So yeah, so you see a number of the creepy monster-looking things all lingering around. Well, there's not dead ones there anymore, but they're lingering around and they're like moving towards you.
I'm going to take my handgun out and fire it into the air.
And they immediately drop to the ground, and all their mouths on their back open up and just start screaming wildly.
Is there any way to break this mask? Like, maybe take one of the eye lenses out?
I mean, you haven't tried.
I'm going to try to do that.
Okay, so you just start bashing the
well,
eye
no.
lenses while you're wearing
with your
it.
Handgun. This will go well.
With the bullet, you know, the
with the bullet
with the gun barrel end going
sure.
to yeah.
yeah, yeah,
tink, 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 tink.
Roll strength.
No,
check.
Is there any way to like just because they're sealed, right?
Yes, it's all sealed.
Can I like try to rip away at it with my hands? It's probably not great, but I gotta find my actual character sheet.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably took a lot of physical stats with the researcher.
Shut up. Say it's a 12.
So you're pulling at it, and it seems like, you know, nothing's coming off of the mask.
It's really well constructed.
Yeah,
it's Soviet.
It's a wartime mask.
What if I don't fully remove it? Like, I break the seal on the bottom, right?
As soon as you break the seal, the bloop, okay. pop back up where you were before.
I'm going to see if I can, like, take that sharpened stick and kind of dig out the eye part.
What, Shiv is a Shiv?
Yeah.
Roll strength?
It's not great. It's an 8.
The stick just breaks.
Yeah, damn it.
It's just a stick. It's not even a good stick. It's just a stick.
How do I get a hold of the 05 council?
You call them.
I'm just going to call them real
okay.
quick.
Okay. Hi.
Hey. It's
what do you
Jessica
want?
Here.
Hi, Jessica. Did you determine if Meep is
totally innocent.
Okay. Well, we'll have to review the footage, but okay. Make sure that nothing, you know, wonky went down.
I also put that mask back on myself.
Okay. I mean, I was just about to tell you that you should probably halt testing, because apparently, you know, someone murdered a group of people in Moscow.
Well, just a heads up.
Okay.
I put it back on.
Hold, please.
Oh, but I got more.
So you just hear the da 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 da. It cuts back. All right, so you shot up a church?
Now, hold on.
Because apparently someone in a gas mask popped up and just started firing wildly in the air in the church.
I knew what I was doing the
entire
time.
Firing in the air? How the people die?
They didn't.
Oh, so you shot up a church is very, like...
It's the same church that someone got a heart stabbed in. So obviously the news spread pretty quick. Also, we're the SCP Foundation. I can get whatever information I want.
Well, I know, but I was going to give you that information.
Okay. Well, now I know, too. Okay, great. Awesome.
But what I'm saying is...
Why'd you fire into the air?
Because what else was I going to do? Fire into the crowd? No, I made sure I was doing it as safely as possible.
Why?
Why'd you fire at all?
But why'd you go?
Well, because I wanted to really put myself in Meep's shoes, you see, because I totally believed him, but now I have indisputable evidence that he is telling the truth.
What evidence?
That when you put the mask on, you see boogums.
Yeah, but we already think that you're biased, so you could just be making it up like he could be.
You come
it
down
up.
Here and put the mask on, take my gun, fire it into
an
the
anomaly,
air.
I'm not putting on an anomaly and then firing a gun in a church.
Who would you trust?
Tests.
I'm doing tests.
You just went to a church and fired into the air. There's
doing
no tests being done.
Doing tests.
You're not allowed to put... You put it in a box and you... No. No touchies.
I put it into a pill box.
Too big for a pill box?
I don't think it is.
How big is a pill box?
Like a hat box.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were talking about like a machine gun nest? Because when you're in the pill box...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
For the...
Okay. And then it's locked, right?
Yeah, I'm going to take it home.
No.
Why?
You leave it on site, not to be used. It's an anomaly. You don't take anomalies home.
Well, I want to do some extra testing on it.
We are halting testing on it. No testing.
Because I have a question, because, like, we've only done tests in this room right here, you know? So, like, what if we do tests in a different room and put you in a different part?
So you could pop up in a different church and shoot it up.
Why is it always going to be a church?
That's just, I mean, I don't know with you.
Perhaps that, did we do a background test on that
priest? Perhaps he was evil?
No. He's just a dude.
What kind of religion was it?
Russian Orthodox, of course. I believe so.
The Cathedral of Christ. The Savior Church.
In Moscow.
In Moscow, Russia.
What's the address?
I don't know.
It should be right there. It's under the Google.
I mean, I didn't...
Are they open?
Careful.
Let's dock some...
Vladimir will find you.
I'm not looking up Russian Church in my fucking search history. No. You're not allowed to take it home. We're halting testing until further authorization. You put it in a box, you put it in a cell, and you don't touch it anymore.
Huh.
Meep, according to the testing and the psyche valve that we're about to put in.
And this sketch I made of him?
And you made a sketch of him for some fuck reason.
I gave him giant boobies.
Okay. I don't know why you did any of the things that you did. But either way, once he's cleared, he's going to go back to being a fucking janitor and not got... We're not going to give him a gun and send him on missions.
Because he's a poet. Janitor. He's a poet with a gun.
I don't care.
He's a good guy.
He would look really good with some titties.
Meep comes by to pick up his bucket mop and meeps.
Meep, heals my card.
Meep.
Plastic surgeon.
Meep.
In case you wanted some C cups, I think.
Meep.
Yeah.
Speaking of cups, I also give him a card.
Meep.
Here.
Meep.
Look at it.
It's a card.
It's a gift card to Chili's. You've made it, bud.
All right. I feel like I have to try this Chili's now. You're all vague.
You're part of the group. Everyone's going to love you.
Meep. And so he puts those in his pocket, picks up his mop bucket, and goes back to mopping up the floor.
There goes my hero. Mopping every day.
Mopping on each floor. As they lock this anomaly up, the anomaly is designated as SCP-1499, otherwise known as the gas mask. And with that, we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
I think there's more to that. I don't think Meep should have gotten all the... You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, Your Weapon of Choice, Big Jim, The Knuck, Lord Chronic, Skinner, B-Mail, Shanda Panda, Disgruntled Friendship, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby Goose, Lost Slimy, Shadagome, Red Panda, God King Bash.
May the hearts of his enemies be cut out and brought to him daily.
Sapper Supreme, maybe, an old swamp ass, maybe.
You just wipe that away if it's
forgot
not.
Forgot to check, got it.
Guys, you know what?
We'll it's tough. We'll takes a lot of time.
Yeah, it's really hard to refresh Patreon.
Hey, man, true. I was sleeping.
You just put a P in the search bar, and it probably is the first thing that's
possible. You want to head to Patreon, you can do so on so many great websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBlood.club, LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com, LouisianaPocketGopher.com, DamnYouDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, ChickenChickums.church, DamnYouDennis.com, ChugYourMilk.com, RahulsMovingCastle.com, DaddyDennis.com,
Boo.
PartyMormons.com.
I'll be your daddy.
Newly Big minted.
Ooh.
ChongoGrande.com.
Chongo Grande.
Well, no, it's
new taco truck.
It's Chongo Grande Cerveza, isn't it?
ChongoGrandeCerveza.com.
Bro, can we start a beer truck called Chongo Grande?
And
yeah, I thought we already discussed this. Yes, that's the plan.
MeepsCreeps.com.
Did I have the same idea twice? Was I blacked out?
Yeah.
No, it was last week.
It was literally last week. Yeah.
So now we have MeepsCreeps.com.
MeepsCreeps.
Let's go. Or simply patreon.com/botchpodcast. If you want to support the show but can't do it financially or can't buy stupid websites, well, then you can head on over to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and leave us a 5-star review. Chunky will read on the show.
Yo.
Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. Thank you to Emily Swan for our album art. Send something to the studio, P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. We'll open up on stream. And as always...
What?
Meep.
Meep. Meep. Meep.
Yeah.
And as always,
Beep.
See you next week, nerds.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong. Chonky should have come out last night. It was a good pervert sex movie because Steve picked it.
Mm. We did Botch Films.
Mm-hmm. You saw that.
It was one of Steve's favorite movies of all time.
Gross.
It tracks based on what happened in that movie.
There was like a machine that when turned on made everyone really horny.
Nice.
Like super horny. Like, I'm going to make a lot of bad decisions because now I'm really horny. Oh, I could die? Well, but I want to get my rub on, so.
Worth.
Yep.
Rub-a-dub-dub. Let me get some of that cum.
They end with them screaming, unplugging everything, and being like, ah! And then 5 minutes later, like, well.
I am kind of horny.
Let me go back up and plug it back in again.
Also, there was forehead wieners.
There were forehead wieners.